All right. Welcome, everyone, to this session of the Vibe Club. I'm Max Ryan, and of course, I am your coach and your teacher and your friend. Say yes if you like friends.
Yes.
Yes, we love that. We love that. So welcome to people that have been on the calls and new people that are on the calls, and also welcome to the people that are just going to be listening to the recording, because there's a lot of people in the Vibe Club that either are in a time zone that can't come, or they just like to listen independently. So welcome to everyone. Welcome to everyone. So before we get started officially, I want to just tell you all that this system, as I usually say, this system has a very specific way of working, preconsciouscalling.com. And if you have a lot of background noise, you might want to mute yourself out. But before you do that, I like us to be able to have crosstalk and be able to hear you. So unless you know you have a jackhammer or a dog or a flute in the background, which I sometimes have, you will hit 4-star. And 4-star will mute you, and it will also unmute you if you want to start talking again. But I really encourage you all to stay live with me. So 4-star is the way to mute. Capiche, everyone?
Yes.
Capiche.
Very good. Who just joined us?
Hi, everyone. It's Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer.
Let's see.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Good. Okay. Good. All right. So we're ready to go. And just writing a few things down. Make sure. So 4-star is the way to mute yourself, just in case. All right. So let's go. First of all, I want to congratulate all of you tonight, because the whole work in doing, becoming a master law of attractor is becoming a deliberate master law of attractor and doing deliberate things. So all of you took time out of your life today. You remembered the call, and you made yourself a priority by doing something deliberately, by calling here to touch in and to remind of these principles so we can start to have a easier and a better flow in our life. So yes, if you like that.
Yes.
Yes. We love that. Let's say
love that.
I
love that.
I love that. You know, if you're new on the calls, you might not know, but I do a couple of things, and I always go, I love that, or I like that. And that vibration is really important. So I really encourage all of you to, during your days and when you're going through your life, to go, I like that. I love that. So, all right. So we're all here about law of attraction. We all came to the right place. And we know that the law of attraction states that whatever I give my attention, energy, and focus to is what I'm going to be experiencing in my life. And as we do that, and as we start to give more attention, energy, and focus to things, we start to see how we become the deliberate creators in our life. And we start to be able to see, oh, wait a second, hold on. I have a choice here. I have a way of moving through my life that I am not a victim anymore, or I choose not to be a victim, and I have a choice to be a deliberate co-creator with the energy of the universe, with the energy of law of attraction, or G-O-D, or L-O-A, as I always say, doesn't matter what you say it is, as long as we understand that if we tap into that and we start to have a choice and say, I can actually hook up with this energy and I can move forward by our power of choice. And in my workshops and in the full Mastering the Law of Attraction, I talk about how, you know, it's our responsibility to start to do that. And I also say that responsibility sometimes has a negative vibration. That word responsibility has a negative vibration. Say yes if you agree if responsibility has a negative vibration.
Yes.
It does. And what kind of vibration do we want, everyone? What kind?
Positive.
Positive vibration. So I teach you that to make that choice, we just shift that around, and we say we have the ability to respond. We have the ability to respond. Let's say I have the ability to respond. Let's say that.
I have the ability to respond.
Very good. It's empowering, it's positive, and it is so crucial to what we talk about with law of attraction. So there's only two kinds of vibes. What are they, everyone? They are?
Positive and negative.
And as we go through our lives, we are constantly, always having a vibration. And how many vibrations can we have at one time?
One at a time.
You have one at a time. So the law of vibration is just going, okay, what's right now? What's right now? What's right now? What's right now? So it lets us, on some level, off the hook of guilt and craziness about, oh, what I did last week or what I did when I was a kid or all these other things. Because really, the law of attraction or LOA or GOD is just checking in with, where are you now? What are you going to do now? Because right now is yesterday's future. Yes, if you like that.
Yes.
Yes.
And actually, I said that last night in my group, and there's a couple people here that were in the group last night, and it's very true. Right now, today, is yesterday's future. So it's very important that we go, wait a second. It's very much like, you know, when you listen to Native American philosophy, they think about seven generations ahead. What they do now is going to affect seven generations ahead. So it's the same exact thing in law of attraction. What you do now, the choice that you make of what vibration you're going to have now is what you're going to experience tomorrow and the next day. Because it's just setting it up and it's giving you more of the same. It's just giving you more and more of the same. But we know, because all of you have gone through the Mastering Law of Attraction four-week course or the whole training, is that we know that there are three words that keep a negative vibration in our bubble. What are those three words, everyone?
Don't, not, and no.
And every kind of form of don't, not, and no. And when we start to become really aware of how many times we're using those, and we start to slowly eliminate them, the vibration that we are putting out and that we're feeling starts to change. It starts to change. But we now know that all of us have been given a really powerful tool that we call the reset button or the reset sentence. So if I say, I don't want that, what is the reset sentence, everyone?
What do I want?
What do you want?
Exactly. So what do I want? So just I'll just give you an example. Actually, one of our Vibe Club members, she texted me earlier and said, she says, I won't be able to make it to the call tonight. And I very wonderfully said, oh, we'll miss you. I hope you're doing good. And I said, by the way, won't is a form of not. So I want you to know. And then she immediately was like, oh, you're right. And she sent it back to us and she says, I'm going to be planning my trip to go to Turkey. And I'm like, good for you. So how different. So I want to take that. Let's all say, hi, Ruchi. Hi, Ruchi.
Hi, Ruchi.
Hi, Ruchi.
So Ruchi's a Vibe Club member, and she won't mind me using this because it's very important. She immediately shifted and she changed. She said, so what do I want? She didn't. She changed it. And when your words change, your what changes? Your
vibration.
Your vibrations change. And it's so obvious. So when your words change, your vibration changes. And it's important that we are sort of a detective in our lives to catch ourselves by going, oh, I said not. I said don't. Mm-hmm. I said no. And it becomes easier and easier once you start to go, okay, how do I shift that to a positive? How do I shift that? And it was very easy for her. Do you see what I'm saying, everyone? It was easy for her. She goes, oh, I'm doing this. I'll talk to you later. I'll listen to the recording. She could have written that, and her vibration would have been different. Do you see what I'm talking about? Do you feel the vibrational change?
Mm.
Everyone?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because law of attraction is checking into your vibration all the time. All the time. So if we start to be a nitpicker about don't not know, our life will change. And I'm just going to, before we go into today's kind of lesson and then talking about it, I actually wanted to ask everyone here. I know some people are new. Some people have been working with it for a while. I have the hunch that people that have been working with eliminating don't not know have seen some real big shifts in their life. And I have a hunch somebody wants to give an example or tell how either it's worked in their life or it's been a challenge or the results that they've seen by eliminating don't not know. Who wants to talk about that?
Hello? Max?
Hello?
Oh, I don't know if... Oh, it's Jennifer. I can say, you know, for me, by eliminating those three words, you know, I'm manifested Italy, and I'm leaving on Monday, and, you know, I have
Yay.
A lot...
Go ahead.
I have a lot to do, and lately, everything that I want to do or anything, I would write it down once, and within that day, it would happen, whether... You know, if I wanted, I have to buy dresses, and then I would get a coupon. And then I found gift cards that I forgot I had, and, you know, just a lot of little things. And, you know, I was stressing. I'm like, oh, I have so much to do. But every time I write one thing down, it just came to me. And then I let go of the worry, and then it just kept happening more and more.
I love that. I love that. Let's all say congratulations, Jennifer.
Congratulations, Jennifer.
Thank you.
It's so great. And Jennifer, you attribute a lot of that to eliminating don't not know?
Yes, I would, yes. And just allowing, too, letting go. Like, you know, the worry is less, and I just let go. I would write it down, I said to myself, it'll work out, and it did, and it's been in that day it will happen, and then it would be done, that task, or whatever it may be. And it's everything, and I have a long list.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, everyone, you know.
And then it just becomes effortless. That, you know, like I was telling you the other day, it's effortless.
Mm-hmm. It becomes effortless. So I want everyone here on the call to really hear what Jennifer is saying, because her life is becoming effortless. Everything is becoming effortless because, and do you know why she's doing that, everyone? Why it's becoming like that? Because she's doing the work. Jennifer is one of the students. I have a few students. All of this stuff is very new to people. But when you go, okay, you know what? I want that. And this comes back to I want. What do you want? And Jennifer was very clear. She's like, I want a better experience in my life. I want to do it. And she is vigilant about don't not know. And she catches herself all the time. And she says, wait, oh, stop. That's not right. I'm going to go to what I want. And she's very good. Very good about it. And Jennifer will agree with me in that once you start to do it, it takes a little practice. But when you start to do it, it becomes automatic. Doesn't it, Jennifer?
Yes, it does. Even conversations at work. I even stop for a second, you know, before I even would speak.
Mm-hmm.
And I would think what I'm going to say. Or sometimes it just comes out normally.
Yeah. So if you're new to this work, I want you to know that it's the kind of thing that you'll be monitoring at the beginning, but it will become part of who you are. And then you will attract a trip to Italy to you. Yay!
Yay!
Yay.
So exciting.
Thank you for sharing that, because when the words change, what changes, everyone?
The vibration.
And then when your vibrations change, your, what's the last box? Your
results.
Right. So when your words change, your vibration changes, and when your vibration changes, your results change. And so it takes consistency, it takes practice, but it just becomes who you are. So good for you. All right. So you say, so what do I want? And then, so that's how we clean up our negative vibration. And then we have a very, very simple three-step process where we say, okay, I'm going to start to include to work on my ideal vacation. Let's just say Italy. My ideal trip to Italy, whatever. And you get very clear about your travel or whatever it is. You get clear on it by doing the clarity to contrast list, and then you give it attention, energy, and focus by doing your desire statement. And then what's the third step, everyone? You sit back and you
allow.
And you allow it to come. Allow it to come. Jennifer is a good, very good example of ultimately when you get to be really good at this stuff, you go from step one to step three really quickly. Mm-hmm. You start to go, okay, you know what? Dresses, got it. You don't even have to really do a desire statement. You just go, dresses will come. Anyway, next. And then they come. Italy,
yeah,
Italy,
I had camera, and my mom surprised me with the camera.
Wow.
Just, you know, so many little things like that.
Yes, exactly. And I'm sure that everyone here that's on this call has had that experience in their life where they focused on something for just a little bit, and then they were like, you know what, the telephone thing is always a good thing when you're like, oh, why am I thinking of Jane, and then she calls.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone have that experience?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's because you didn't have any resistance to Jane calling.
Mm-hmm.
You just go, Jane's in my head. Oh, I'm focusing on Jane. And I saw her picture, and then she calls. Because you're not thinking, oh, boy. Like, you know, what I say in the workshop, it's like, you know, we have no resistance to getting a box of Kleenex. We just go, oh, I need Kleenex. I'm going to go to the store, and I'm going to allow it to come into my existence. You don't go, oh, I don't deserve Kleenex, and maybe I shouldn't have it, and other people have Kleenex, but I don't have Kleenex. And that's not your vibration. Your vibration is, I deserve Kleenex, and I need to get it, and I'm just going to go get it. So I allow it to come, and it comes. It doesn't magically appear, but you manifest it in your life on some level. You know, so I want you to see that is really important, really, really, really important. And the other part about this, which is sort of going to bring me into what I'm going to teach you tonight, is our vibrational bubble, the vibrational bubble that is around us. And our vibration, I'd actually like one of you to tell us what your concept, or can you explain what the vibrational bubble is? Who would like to do that? I have your names on the list, and I will call you. Who wants to talk about what the vibrational bubble is? Jennifer's already spoken. Allison, do you want to talk about what your vibrational bubble is?
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
I feel that it's based on our thoughts, and so it creates a vibration. Our thoughts create a vibratory energy, and that's our bubble, and we fill it with all of our thoughts go into the bubble. And it attracts, the bubble attracts, maybe it works synergistically with the universe and attracts things.
Very good. Thank you. Very good. Let's give her a round of applause. Thank you.
Yay.
Yay, Allison. Very good.
Thanks, Allison.
Very good. Very, very good. Because our vibrational bubble is the things that we're thinking about, the things that we're feeling about, the things that we're focusing on, the things that we look at in the world, the things we read, all those things are in our bubble. And the law of attraction is doing one thing. It's matching. Is it matching what's inside the bubble or what's outside the bubble?
What's inside.
Inside.
Right. It's matching what's inside the bubble. So if I am saying, I don't like my job, I don't like my job, I don't like my job, I don't like my job. Is that inside my bubble or outside my bubble?
It's inside.
Mm-hmm. And law of attraction is going to match that with, I don't like my job. I don't like my job. I don't like my job. That's why what you keep looking at is what you keep getting. If we keep looking at the same story, what are we going to keep getting, everyone?
The same story.
The same story.
The same story.
So
same
true.
Story. So it's so important that we're very aware what's in our vibrational bubble. And so in that second part and the second step, I always ask people, you're gonna really be focusing on what is it that's in my bubble? And being conscious, it comes back to responsibility, to be conscious and say, whoa, wait a second, that's in my bubble, that's in my bubble. Everything I don't want is in my bubble. Because the law of attraction doesn't hear don't, it just hears what, it's just like the Google search that I use. It just hears, it's like, you don't want that job, you're going to get more of that job. I don't want people like that in my life, I'm going to get more people like that. It's in my bubble. But the way to get them, to get that vibration farther and farther away from you till it sort of permeates that bubble and goes away from you is to keep looking at what? Keeping looking at what we...
What we want.
Do want.
What we do want. What we do want starts to permeate it. We will start to shift our life.
Mm-hmm.
Italy is the perfect thing. You know, Italy is the perfect thing. There's many things that we can say, I'm just going to focus on that. I'm going to focus. And if there, you know, the things that we don't want, we use that other word. What's the word? The things we don't want is called our...
Contrast.
Our contrast. Very good. So we need to see our contrast. Contrast is our friend, so we can say, oh, I'm going to look at my contrast. And how long do we look at contrast, everyone?
Briefly.
We look at it briefly, and then we turn away from it and look at what we do want. The more we do that, it goes outside of our bubble. So if we observe things in our life and we keep focusing on it, that's what we're going to keep getting. So if you're getting really good results in any area of your life, you're obviously, or positive results or whatever, you're obviously focusing on the things that serve you that make you feel good. If you're getting results in any area of your life that you don't like, you're probably looking at what you don't want. For example, if you keep looking at, I don't have enough money for bills, the debt is piling up, I'm never going to get under from all of this, that's in your bubble. That is in your bubble. So what you want to do is you want to say, okay, look at that briefly. I'm going to look towards what I do want. I'm going to look towards what I do want. And then that fills your bubble. Now, make sense, everyone? You get it?
Yes.
Capiche.
Okay, capiche. Don't say capiche.
I got
to
practice.
Look, it's Italian. Perfect. I love that. So right now I'm going to talk about something that I've alluded to in many different ways. I'm going to teach you a concept that's very much like the bubble, but it's not the bubble. It's a different concept. I'm going to teach you this concept, and if you have pencil and paper, I always encourage you to write notes down. I'm teaching you this concept, and when we're done teaching this concept, I'm going to open up and we're going to talk about our challenges, our successes, our fears with law of attraction. You all on board, everyone?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So I'm going to call this, what we're going to talk about, is building your foundation. Okay, this is your foundation. Abraham Hicks would talk about it. Different people talk about it in different ways. I call it building your foundation. Building the foundation. Some people refer to it, if you look at, there was a video I posted on the Bob Club website that was, and she referred to it as filling your grid. But we're going to talk about it as your foundation. Because what's happening for most of us is that our foundation, think of a house. A foundation that's built on sand, a house is built on sand, it's going to do what, everyone? It's going to
collapse.
Sink.
It's going to collapse. Sink. Okay? So, the foundation, if there's some cement and some sand, some of it's going to sink or collapse, and some of it's going to stay standing up. So that most of us are in the place where our foundation is part sand and part cement. So part of our house or our consciousness is like, okay, you know what? No matter what happens, I'm standing strong. And another part, it crumbles. Maybe that part is our money part, or the other part is our the part that's strong is our friendship part, or we have a weak foundation under our career part. So there's always different parts of our life. But what we want to do is we want to build a foundation that's firm and strong for every area of our life, or every area of our life. Say yes if you like that.
Yes.
Yes.
So that no matter what happens in our career, what happens in our relationship, whatever we do, we're always creating more, and it feels good, and it feels wonderful. And that foundation ends up building a life or a building that's 150 stories tall, that's strong, that can stand up to anything. So say yes if you want to build a really big, strong building.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Very good. So, the way we build in law of attraction terms, in spiritual metaphysical terms, the way we do that is that we've got to fill the underneath of everything with a vibration that is positive. So you have to think, okay, everything underneath has to be good. It has to feel peaceful. It has to feel joyful. It has to feel positive. And the way that we do that is not in the future, and it's not in the past. Where is it?
Now.
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 We're building our foundation right now, right now, right now, right now. And the more we build our foundation right now, right now, right now, the stronger your foundation will become. Because if we're waiting and we're not tending to our garden, to our foundation in this moment, then our foundation is not going to be strong. And it's in this moment. And the most important thing that I always say, the most important thing, and anyone can say, you know, the answer to this, the most important thing in our life is that we do what? That we
feel good.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. That we feel good. The most important thing is that we feel good. Because law of attraction is checking in. Feel good vibrations, give you more feel good vibrations. Feel good vibrations, give you more feel good vibrations. You feel peaceful, more peace. Feel love, more love. Feel love. So that will build our foundation. But we get crazy, and we start to be like, okay, well, now doesn't matter. The future matters. That's not, because I'm going to come back to what I said before. Today is yesterday's future. So we build our foundation in this moment. And the way we do that, is there somebody moving stuff around, or is that bothering anyone else? Is that okay?
No.
Okay, sorry. I just heard a lot of, like, rustling around. It's all good. Okay. The way that we build our foundation is that we tend to the now. So the ways we tend to the now is that we say, okay, how can I bring that vibration of positivity into this moment? And we can do that a variety of ways. We can do that by saying, I'm going to listen to good music. I'm going to watch something that makes me feel wonderful. I'm going to look at a picture that makes me feel peaceful. I'm going to make a choice that I'm going to do something right now that's going to make me connect back with the essence of who you are. The essence of who we are is all love, all well-being, and all good. So if we fill all of those moments with good things, we're going to have a very strong foundation. So it's not like when we do this work, it's not like, okay, well, you know what? If we really want to do this and we really want to go fast with this, is that we want to go, okay, you know what? Right now is the most important moment. What can I do to make me feel good? Call my friend that makes me feel good. Read that book that makes me feel good. Watch that thing that makes me feel good. Look at that thing that makes me feel good. Right now, and right now, and right now, and right now. And the more that you do that, and at the same time that you're doing that, you start to be like, oh, my ideal career is this, and you do the three-step process, that will all work itself out because you're tending to your foundation, which is your point of attraction, which is your underlying vibration. So the most, everyone repeat after me, the most important thing is that I feel good. Let's all say that.
Most important thing is that I feel good.
No good.
And we can only do that in this moment. And what's so wonderful about that is that we know the law of attraction is that it's going to just keep matching that vibration, matching that vibration over and over and over. There's a million different ways to do it, and I always use, you know, my kind of silly ways to some people that make me feel good, and I go, okay, I'm going to look at Marie Osmond. She makes me feel good. I'm going to do this. Makes me feel good. That makes me feel good. And when I do that, I get more Marie Osmond. I get more things that make me feel good, whatever it is. It's different for all of you, for all of you. So that's what we're talking about, filling the grid or building your foundation. If you do that along with the three-step process, you're going to get results that are, like, incredible, incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Because as I've always taught people, is that you look at people that are successful, and I'm talking about on every level, that feel good about their life, that have, you know, a good business, they are good with their family, everything's going really in the smooth, everything's going well. You know what? That's what they do. They keep going, you know what? I don't want that. I want this. I want that. I want this. I want this. I want this. And they keep bringing what they want into the present moment. And then their life starts to become this tapestry of one beautiful moment after another beautiful moment after another amazing moment after another, you know, rewarding moment and an exhilarating moment, an exciting moment, a loving moment. All those moments start to all pile up because they're focusing on what they do and what makes them feel what, everyone? Makes them feel?
Good.
Okay. So that's what's building your foundation. All about what makes you feel good. Besides the three-step process, that will create an underlying vibration for you. And it will keep create a foundation that will be firm. Okay. Does anyone here have any questions or comments about this idea of building a strong foundation or filling your grid? Anyone have experience with it? Because I think subconsciously sometimes we are doing that. Okay, I'll ask a more direct question. Who here feels like they are not filling their grid to the potential that they could? Or building their foundation?
Mm-hmm.
Me? I'll say me.
Me, yeah.
I'll say me too.
I'll tell you, if you're not getting the results that make you feel good in your life in any area, you're not doing enough.
Mm-hmm.
Or we're not making that action enough.
Mm-hmm.
So I encourage you all to say, what can I do in this moment to make me feel good? And the more you do that, the more you will. The more you will have a foundation. And when you have that foundation, the world is your oyster. The world is your oyster. There's really, I have to say, the results that I'm getting in my life, that I have gotten in my life, about travel, about doing what I want, and having good business and money flowing and wonderful friends and all the things that are happening in my life now, is because I feel the grid. I'm conscious. Because remember, in the class, we talk about selfish equals what? Selfish equals?
Self-care.
And I care about myself because when we care about ourselves first, then everything will come to follow. Everything will come. Does anyone here feel like building the foundation might be a challenge? Or do you have a question about how you might be able to fill your grid or build your foundation? I'm using those interchangeable. Any questions about how you can do that? Okay, so
Max, we just have to, in order to do that, we just have to focus on what feels good and move away from anything that we would, you know, that feels like a sacrifice or, you know, in the past, I was thinking back that how I wasn't ready for anything, that I would either self-sabotage or I would feel good. I would have moments, but they wouldn't last.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you.
So my question is, you just really,
No, go ahead. Form your question. Say it.
No, I was saying, so you really just focus on what, you know, feels good. And, you know, if I don't want to go to a party and I'm not feeling good about it, I'm not going to go.
That's right. Because you look at it briefly and you go, that doesn't make me feel good. What's going to make me feel good instead of going to the party? Oh, reading that book or hanging out with this friend or going to church or what something else. That's going to make you feel good. So you use the so what do I want, you use the reset to actually help you with filling your grid or building your foundation. And you've been
And I feel like, too, you know, there's always the guilt, you know, that you can play on as well.
Mm-hmm. Right. And if you focus on the guilt, what are you going to get more of?
Guilt.
Poor guilt.
Guilt.
So poor awful, guilt. That feeling.
I know. You know, a lot of people say, you know, guilt is the most unnecessary human emotion, and I agree. I agree. It's unnecessary because it's all about sacrificing. Oh, I should feel guilty. I should go there. Anytime, and I've said this before on other calls, I'm sure, is that anytime that you have the vibration of I should do something, you need to wake up and go, wait a second, stop everything. That is pushing against something. And that is a negative vibration. Should is usually a negative vibration. Not always, but 90% of the time it's a negative vibration. So we don't want to should all over ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Should is the perfect word to go red flag, red flag, red flag, red flag. If you're should, most of the time we're doing what we're supposed to do or what we should do, and that builds a foundation of sand.
Mm-hmm.
So that because we are literally forsaking ourselves for everyone else, and that we cannot be a strong refuge for anyone else if we keep sacrificing ourselves for everybody else. We can't do it. You cannot help anyone until you help yourself. It's basic. Basic, but it comes back to that. It really does come back to that. And so you go, oh, I'm forsaking myself all the time. And you forsake yourself with certain people in your life more, in certain situations with yourself more, and you go, wait a second, I'm forsaking myself because I feel like I should do that. So no, have the courage and have the wherewithal to say, you know what, that doesn't feel good. And I'm going to look at it briefly and I'm going to move into something that I do. And do it. The beginning, it's a little, you know, it's a challenge. But once you get it, it starts to change. And that's how you fill your grid and you build the foundation. That's how you do it. It can be by listening to music. It can be by saying, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do this. You know, really, the reset sentence, so what do I want? Really, if you do it constantly, it fills your grid. It fills your grid. So you can consciously go, wait a second, what's going to make me feel good right now? Okay, I'm going to do that. That's good. And if you're in a situation where you're like, oh, I'm supposed to go to work, which I don't like, I'm supposed to do this, which I don't like, whatever. First of all, that vibration is not good. But you have to go, okay, what about work feels good? Because I guarantee you there's something about it, and it can be the most mundane thing. You can go, oh, you know what? I like my desk at work. I'm going to focus on the desk at work. I'm not going to focus on the things that are pissing me off. I'm going to focus on the things that are working. You know what I mean? If you have someone in your life that is the teacher in your life that's like, oh, you can't get over them, and they're bugging you, in your life, it could be a family member, a coworker, a boss, whatever, find one thing about that person that you like, that you can at least go, they have pretty hair. I like their hair. Oh, they have focus on that thing. Focus on that thing. And then you will start to get more of that thing. And that person will start to either go away or they'll change. Or they'll change. Okay? Mm-hmm. So any other comments or questions about building your foundation?
Well, Max, this is Christine.
Thanks, Christine. But
hi, I'm new to all this, so I don't know if this has to do with building foundation or not, but when going back to don't not know, the young lady that was just speaking said, so if I don't want to go to that party, I'm just not going to go.
Right.
I'm a massage therapist, so if I'm, you know, sometimes, I can, like you say, being selfish is self-care. If someone says to me, for instance, someone said to me tonight, someone asked if they could get a massage tonight at 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And before I made the appointment to be on this call, we had talked about a couple of days ago, we talked about her getting this massage at 8 o'clock tonight. Then she couldn't do it because she was going to the game and this and that. And then she said, but if I don't go to the game, can you do the massage at 8 o'clock tonight?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no.
Mm-hmm.
I have a conference call to be on. Now, in that situation, of course, I feel like, yes, I'm being selfish. I'm taking care of me because I was going to be on this conference call no matter what. But but I said no. Was am I – so how do I – sometimes I feel like I don't – there we go again. I don't know if – you know, where, you know, how to change those words. You know, I don't know how to change it, you know, when just saying no means no, I'm taking care of me right now. No, I'm not going to do that. So how do I, you know, I'm just a little bit confused about sometimes not being able to use these words.
I get it. I totally get it. And I think everyone here, so yes, if you relate to what Christine just said.
Yeah.
We all go through that. We all go through that. But I want you to remember the one rule that you learned last night is that we look the no is our contract. You get it? The no is what we don't want, right?
Right.
Or what doesn't work or what doesn't feel good, okay?
Mm-hmm.
How long do we look at the contract?
Briefly.
Briefly. So what Jennifer was saying before is she's like, oh, something's come up that she's like, oh, she was invited to something, and she checked in with her feelings. She checked in with what felt right, and she said,
right.
Oh, no. And then she turned around and goes, oh, I'm going to go out with someone else, or I'm going to do
okay.
Something that feels good. She looked at it briefly, and then she spent the majority of her time doing what felt good.
Okay, so when I said, no, I have a conference call to be on.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the right thing for me to do. I mean, that was setting my vibration correct, right?
It is. You're honoring your vibration. You're taking care of your vibration. But
okay.
Even more specifically, you could have said, "Oh, things have worked out differently. I'm doing a conference call. Let's make another appointment for another time."
Okay. Right. No, you never said no, and that's what I was. That's what I'm sitting here thinking. How could I have said that?
Yeah.
Without using the word no.
Yeah.
So I guess it's just. I guess it's just like one. I don't know if it was Jennifer or someone else that said. I sat and I thought about. I think about what I'm going to say before I say it. So I guess if I think about it more,
mm-hmm.
and then it will become more of a habit.
It will.
And more, you know, more natural to me, and then I'll be able to answer it without using these words.
Exactly. It takes
okay.
practice. It takes practice.
Yeah, practice.
You know,
okay.
if people ask me, for instance, if I can do something, and I know it doesn't fit in my schedule, or
mm-hmm.
I've already booked something or something, sometimes I will say, thank you so much for offering me those tickets to the theater, but I'm going to pass because I'm actually doing this thing.
Ah, okay. I like that.
You know what I
mean? Okay.
I'll say, I'm going to pass right now, which is a better vibration than saying, no, I'm not going to do that.
Yes, yes, yes. I like that.
Mm-hmm. You might want to write that down, everyone.
I'm writing it down.
The reframe of saying, I don't want to. You say, thank you very much. You're appreciative. Because something's come to you, you appreciate it, and you go, thank you so much. That's awesome. But right now, I'm going to have to pass. And then I always follow it up by saying, saying something on some level that I do want. Say, that sounds great, but I'm not going to do that. I say, thank you so much, but I'm going to have to pass for that because tonight I'm teaching a class that I'm really excited about. So call me next time that happens. And maybe we can make it work out.
I really like that. Thank you.
You're welcome. I like, and I really want everyone to hear this because it's these little details that make all the difference.
Yeah.
Someone that does this work, they will know the little details make difference. And I think last night I said it in the class, and I said it in all of that. You'll start to be like, oh my gosh, with the emails, you're just going to start to be like, I don't, I want, I don't, I don't, I don't, no, no. Like, how do I reword all this?
Right.
Feel positive. Anyone else here have experience? Anybody with emails? I know for me, it has happened. And it happens to me all the time. And I always go, how can I reframe this? Because it's just, it's a word called reframing. Everyone write that down on your paper. It's called reframe. It's a reframe.
Mm-hmm.
If you reframe, because remember, our words create our vibrations, which create our results. So if you change, if you reframe the word, you're going to reframe your vibration, which is going to do that. And that, in many ways, what you're just saying right here of reframing the words, that creates a firmer foundation and fills the bridge. Yeah. That's it. Good. You on board there, Christine?
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Good. Okay. Any other, before I just open it up to people's experiences or questions, any other comments or foreseeable, like, wow, this is going to be interesting, or how do I fill the bridge? Any comments or questions about that? Okay. I'm going to give you an example. Most of you have heard it before. Christine just heard it last night. But I fill my grid with things that I like. And so I filled my grid with Marie Osmond. She makes me feel good. I went to her website. Oh, my goodness. Wait a second. So I followed my gut. My gut was like, what's Marie Osmond doing? I went to her Facebook page, and I saw that, oh, wait a second, they're going to be in Atlantic City. Oh, I'm going to go to Atlantic City. And then I'm like, oh, I'm going to do that, and that's going to be on the 31st. And then it made me feel even better to be like, let me look and see what she's doing today. That makes me feel good. And then I look, see how, and then I go, oh, she's on her Facebook page, spend the day with Marie Osmond. Wait a second, what's that? And then unbeknownst to me, her new talk show is being taped, and it's going to be in Los Angeles when I'm there, and I got tickets for it, which makes me feel even better. And it filled my vibration. It filled my grid, firmed my foundation up, because once you firm your foundation up with things that you like, the universe is going to check in, and my bubble says, Marie Osmond. So any opportunity for Marie Osmond is going to come into my bubble.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But on a very subtle vibrational level, not subtle, but very strong vibrational level, is that it's just checking in. What's Max's foundation? Oh, he's filling it with doubt. He's filling it with negativity. He's filling it with fear. He's filling it with love. Oh, there's love. Wait a second. So fill your foundation with things that make you feel good. And it can mean nothing to you, but it means everything because it's going to create the tenor of your life.
Mm-hmm.
If green castles make you feel good, look at pictures of them, draw them, talk about them, whatever. And then I'm telling you, somehow in some way, and this is where we can't get involved with step 3, the allowing, we don't know how green tassels are going to come to us. Someone's going to talk about green tassels. They're going to have a couch that has green tassels, and you're going to be like, I love it. I'm buying it, whatever it is. So when you fill the foundation with all those things, it just starts coming. Okay? Okay. All right. So, before we kind of wrap up here, and we're going to do a wrap up with everyone on the call, we're going to all speak, even if you haven't, and speak for just a second. But, of all the things we talked about filling our foundation a lot, we talked about don't not know. Of all of those things, does anyone have anything that they want to share about before, or a question that you think is a challenge or anything? Okay. All right. Good. So I'm going to congratulate all of you again for being a deliberate creator, for making the time for yourself today, and touching base with people that are doing this work, so you can be reminded to do this work, and that life doesn't have to be a struggle. I use that very, very consciously. Mm-hmm. That life can be a flow. It can be easy. It can be, and Jennifer used this word earlier in the call, it can be effortless. Life
effortless,
can be effortless.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Say yes if you want an effortless life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So life can be effortless, and the way that we make it effortless is to do these things, to make a commitment, to say, I care about myself because I mind my vibration. Let's all say, I mind my vibration.
I mind my vibration.
And as we do that more and more, the foundation will be more filled. It will be more filled. Very good. So in wrapping up today, I want to hear from all of us, from everyone on the call. I want to hear one thing that stands out from all that we talked about. It could be an aha moment. It could be a reconfirming of an idea. Or it can just be an observation about your process and the law of attraction. Who would like to go first?
Christine.
I will.
Thank you, Christine. Christine, go first. And then who would like to?
Hello?
I will.
Oh, Jen.
Jen
okay.
Is our second, so Chris,
yeah.
Go first.
So because I'm new to this, I am, you know, I can say I'm definitely looking forward to the challenges coming up, to because I know that...
I want to help you. I'm going to coach you right now.
Okay.
What's in your bubble when you say the challenge is coming up?
More challenge. You're right.
Challenges. Okay. I'm
more challenges.
Are you aware of it?
Okay, no, thank you. So how do I want to say this? I'm looking forward to putting into practice deliberate creation and building my foundation.
I love that. And that, do you see how that vibration was different than I'm looking forward to the challenges?
Yes, definitely. Absolutely.
Because all law of attraction is hearing is, challenges.
Right, because all of a sudden I made it hard. And it doesn't have to be. It can be effortless. Thank you, Jen, for that word. It can be effortless.
It can be effortless. Mm-hmm. And I want to put a caveat on that, Christine, thank you so much for saying that, is that after we do the process, sometimes there are challenges. I mean, that's just the way it is. But we don't want to set ourselves up that it's going to be challenging.
Right.
Okay? Good. Great. Welcome to the group.
Thank you.
All right. Jen, did you want to go next?
Yes. I just wanted to – I love the reframing of the words when you said that. That's the first time I'm hearing that. I like that.
Good.
Like, you know, when we want to – what do we want? And you know, reframing the words. I like that phrase.
Mm-hmm.
And then also I find myself lately when I come into a situation and then I think, I don't like that. And then I stop myself and I'm thinking, what do I want out of this person right at this moment? And then I think of that and then I walk away or, you know, let it go.
you observe it briefly.
I did that a few times at work, yeah, with people at work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, someone frustrates me, and then I'm like, whoa. I find myself thinking that. Yeah.
Very good. Yeah, because you're minding your vibration, and you're only allowing yourself to observe it briefly. Because you know on a very fundamental level at this point, Jennifer, is that you know the longer you stay in that energy and you keep focusing on it, it's going to be more where, in or out of your bubble?
Oh, it's going to be in my bubble, and I see it clearly, and then I think, I don't want that in my bubble.
Exactly. I want people that are different in my bubble. Right.
Right.
Very good. Cool. Thank you for that. Who's going to go next?
This is Allison. I kind of have a question observation.
Sure.
This happened actually today and yesterday, just out of the blue, where I'll just get this just a really good feeling, like extreme, almost like bliss, right? Just say driving or whatever, and I'm wondering is that because I've filled my foundation, and it's like the universe is matching it, but kind of like forcefully. Forcefully, it's great. I'm not complaining, but it's I'm wondering if this will happen more. If you know, it's new for me, but I wonder if people live like this, feel this way all the time.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They do. It's because I'm going to say that the last thing I always say in all of my teachings is that we get what we vibrate. So on some level, somewhere inside of you, Allison, you're vibrating that peace.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing it consciously or unconsciously, but I would say you're probably doing it consciously.
Mm-hmm.
And when we do it consciously, that's why, listen to this, everyone, that's why meditation works. Because you consciously let go of the craziness and you get back into your well-being. And the more you consciously do that, the more well-being you're going to have inside your bubble, the more peace you're going to have inside your bubble. Because you're letting go of the craziness, and you're focusing on the peace that's inside of you, that's always there, that only love is real, only well-being is real. So if you're doing meditation or if you're doing things that make you feel good, you're going to have these kind of spontaneous, like, wow, I feel peaceful. Oh, you'll walk down the street and you go, I feel so good.
Mm-hmm.
What's up? That's so crazy. I feel good. Because your vibration is made matched. It's
in
made matched. And it comes in a form that you don't know. Go ahead.
I have been meditating more. So that's consistently and more often during the day. Mm-hmm.
And let me ask you, has your meditations changed at all? Have you seen a shift in your meditations?
In what way? Mm-mm.
Are you feeling different when you do them at all? Are you coming to a more deeper peace when you do it? You don't have to, but I'm just asking.
Well, I always feel pretty peaceful after, so that hasn't
changed. Does that take time, Max, you know, over a period of time?
Yes, it does, because it's exactly like doing the don't, not, know.
Okay.
Meditation is just like doing the don't, not, know. The more you do it, the more you're because I just want to say this for Allison, is that you're making the commitment more to your peace than to your craziness. So you get more peace. Even if in the moment you're not, you know, maybe you're like, I don't sense the difference in the moment, you're making what makes you feel peaceful more important than what makes you feel crazy.
And I feel that you're setting the intention. You're like, I'm setting this time apart to connect with my higher self or something. And it's the intention. So even if you get lost in your thoughts and you really, you know, you don't get to that point, it's in your vibration. That's what you want.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It is. And like we're coming back to, you know, to the Course in Miracles, and the Course in Miracles will say, it doesn't matter what you think about the lesson, just do it. It doesn't matter what you feel about the lesson, just do it. If you do it, that's the most important thing. So it comes back to everything is about your intention on some level. You can go deeper when you go to the next level, but it is about your intention. You're putting yourself first. You're literally minding your vibration. So that's why you're having this spontaneous peace experience.
Yay.
Yay. Very good. Love it.
Max, I have one more thing about filling the grid. So we know when we fill the grid, when we feel a certain situation, when we're not missing out on something, like we feel we feel good, we feel complete. That's when we know we filled the grid.
Good. And not is one of the three words. So not missing out on something. You start to be able to be like what you felt like you were missing out on before. That just fades away. You're just like, I'm filling myself up with all these other things, so I'm not missing out on nothing. I'm not missing out on anything. Because you're filling your grid with things that you are wanting, that you are wanting. You don't have nothing anymore. It's very common to feel like I'm that. But the more you fill your grid, the more that feeling like, oh, wait a second, I'm missing out on that party. I'm missing out on that thing. I'm missing out. Because that's your ego going crazy. That that the outside world is going to somehow fill you. It's not. You have everything that you need right now in this moment.
Mm.
And the more you fill your grid with it, the more you realize it. So,
mm-hmm.
It's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good. Oh, good. Thank you for that, Claire. Does that make sense? Does that help you, Jennifer?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good. So I haven't heard from Dell. Are you still on the line?
Yes.
Good. What is your takeaway or what stands out for you over this last hour?
Basically, I'm more aware of the words I use. More just, you know, trying to rephrase my words.
Okay. Good.
It helps.
Thank you. Awesome. Very good. Cool. And Diana, are you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Good. What is your takeaway, or what stands out for you for this last hour?
Okay, what stands out for me and my takeaway is I think most important is that I need to mind my vibrations. And what I've found in the process of minding my vibrations, that I must also reframe my words all day today. I'm babysitting my grandson, and he's constantly up and down the stairs and just doing something that I would him not to do. And it was just so hard to, I'm ready to say, don't do that and stop going over there. And, no, you can't have that.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like telling myself, what do I want? Stop running up and down the stairs. So I have to.
Oh, I want him to stop. That's a form of no.
Okay, but I want him to walk.
Good. Very good. Mm-hmm. Very good. Mm-hmm.
So I have to. I've been doing that all day.
I love it. Go ahead.
It's strange because it's like it doesn't flow yet. You know, I have to. It's, you know, it's like a stop and start.
Right.
Just say something, and then refrain. Don't use that word.
Right. Exactly. Good. I'm going to give you a little bit of a clue. I mean, a tip on this, and I think because a lot of people I work with are parents or their grandparents or whatever, and most parenting is based on not and no and don't. Most of it, in general.
Yeah.
And so, how do we change that so it starts to flow towards the positive? So how you do that is that, and it does take work at the beginning. Of course it does. Mm-hmm. It takes work because you're developing a new habit. Is that what we want to start to do is that we start to say, I don't want them to run up and downstairs. I don't want them to do this. We have to be really clear about what we want them to do. So
exactly.
With young kids, exactly. So what we show, you have to say, like, please walk instead of don't run. You have to give them the alternative. And if, you know, because kids are kids, they're not developed yet. So what our responsibility as a very healthy, good parent is say, like, we're going to sit down and we're going to draw now. That's what we're going to do. We're going to do this. It's really fun. This is what we're going to do. Or you give them the alternative that you want them to do instead of saying don't do that. Because we all know when you say don't do drugs, most people say, I want to do drugs because you say don't do That's right. But if as a parent or a grandparent, you give them, go, oh, this makes me feel really good. Do you want to draw with me? Do you want to watch this really cool video and sing and dance with me? You know what I mean? You give them the alternative that feels good instead of saying don't. Make sense, Diana?
Yes.
It takes practice, but good. Let's all give Diana a round of applause.
Yay!
Thank you.
That you're conscious about your word, and that I can't ask for anything else. You just be conscious of it, and you will start to be able to be like, okay. And you might create an arsenal in, you know, your grandma Bible of all the things that you want to do, and you'll be able to pull them out right away and go, let's do this. We're going to do this. But, I mean,
can
on
I
a very
something else?
Go ahead. Yeah.
He wanted to know, because I'm reframing and minding my vibration, he wanted to know, Mama, why are you so calm?
Ah.
I loved it.
I like that.
I'm feeling
wonderful.
That's so good.
I actually explained to him what I was actually doing, you know.
I love it.
Well.
And kids get it.
Mm-hmm.
They understand
yes.
it.
That's exactly what he said. He said, oh, I get it.
Aw, that's great.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. It's interesting because I have a client that I've been working with for a while, and she's been doing this work, and she is saying to me, she's like, oh, my goodness. My kids are being like, wait a second. Why are you so nice? Why are you so calm? What's going on? And they're not used to it. They're used to having a mom that's a dictator, and they're like, they're a little bit like, I like this. This feels good. You want to play with us. You give us options. You do this. But they're a little bit like skeptical, like, that's not the mom I know. But the more they do it, the more she does it, the more they're like, wait a second, that's the mom I like. And that makes her feel good. So she does more of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love that. Good. So your words create your vibration, which creates your results. And ease. And anyone in our life, our kids, our grandkids, our lovers, our friends, they're picking up on our vibration. They're picking up on our vibration, which is good. So I congratulate all of you for making commitment to yourself, to take care of yourself, become a deliberate creator, and minding your own vibration. So I'm going to be... as I always do, I'll send out the recording of this so you can listen to it again. And I always encourage you to listen to it again at least a couple of times before our next Vibe Club meeting, because it's only going to help you to firm up this, firm your foundation, to create your foundation if you listen to it a few times, because you're just listening to it right now. But I want it to really... My hope for you is that it becomes a part of who you really are. And the way you do that is you listen to it and you mull it over and you think about it and everything. Okay, everyone?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So next, I want to tell you that our next meeting is going to be on August 21st, and I will send it out to everybody. And I also want to encourage you, if you're not part of the Vibe Club yet, you're going to be soon, I'm sure. But we have our Vibe Club Facebook group, and some of you have been participating in that. But I'd really encourage you to go in there and post your results or your questions. I'm checking it all the time, but I've been putting things, and some people have been putting things. But it's a resource for you. When I can't talk to you live, I can at least check in and be like, oh, yeah, I can help you with that. Or, you know, when we post our results in there, it's only going to do, you're going to get better results. So I encourage you to post your results in the Vibe Club. All right, everyone?
Thank you.
Thank you
so much. All right. Have a wonderful, wonderful month if I don't talk to you until our next call. And as I always say, I pray that love will guide you. and I'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Max.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Good night, everyone.